Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
May 1st is now a celebration of business and capital. On May 1st, 2012, then-United States House Majority Leader Eric Cantor tweeted a fact of life in the 21st century. It was something eminently true but left unsaid for one reason or another. That was the time before Twitter became X, and Cantor's tweet argued for a redefinition of the Labor Day celebration, which traditionally falls on May 1st in the Philippines, the U.S. and other countries. The tweet said, "Today we celebrate those who worked hard and built a business. Celebrate business people instead of the working man. Celebrate so-called builders and entrepreneurs instead of the proletariat. The sweat and toil of the workers, Franz Fanon's Wretched of the Earth, are not worth, in Cantor's view of the world, a pitcher of warm spit." To give context to the tweet, Cantor expressed the dominant view of his pro-business, anti-labor Republican Party, not the totality of the American body politics. U.S. President Joe Biden and the majority of the top leaders of his Democratic Party have identified themselves as pro-labor and pro-trade unions. Cantor wanted a celebration of Margaret Thatcher's England, which broke up the powerful British trade unions and elevated anti-labor policies to a level never seen before. That union busting and savaging of labor rights under Thatcher also inspired an ideological soulmate, former U.S. President Ronald Reagan, who also broke unions and emasculated organized labor. Even though no one has been as direct and straightforward as Cantor in the Philippine setting, that tweet represents the sense and article of faith of the most powerful men and women in politics and the economy of the country. Make a complete list of the politicians, cabinet members and business leaders arguing for charter change, and you have, more or less, a rough list of those who feel that May 1st should be redefined to celebrate business and not the working man. Those soulless economic freedom groups always pushing government to enact anti-labor and anti-farm policies and for the dismantling of government oversight work on business also agree with Cantor 100%. Our economic freedom groups operate like the Koch-funded anti-labor and pro-business groups in the U.S. And the loathing toward the Filipino working man by the political and economic overlords has been duly noted at the international level. The International Trade Union Congress, ITUC, the international labor body that regularly tracks how workers are treated around the globe, has consistently listed the Philippines as one of the 10 worst countries for workers. Union busting is commonplace. So are violent attacks, abductions, and arbitrary arrests of trade union leaders and union organizers, the ITUC said. Many of our desaparecidos are trade union organizers, leaders or lawyers. The brutal combination of official policies that favor capital over labor and the overall environment that is hostile to the working man has weakened organized labor, reducing it to one of the most powerless institutions in Philippine society. Gone were the days when total union membership was more than 12% of paid workers. Gone were the days when Philippine presidents would announce new and critical policies before an assembly of labor leaders. Gone were the days of towering labor leaders like Roberto Oca and Felixberto Alalia, who often disregarded their ideological differences when it came to bread-and-butter issues like wage increases and non-wage benefits for workers. Labor journalists can still recall the 1980s when Alalia's clenched fist was enough to summon tens of thousands of protesting workers into the streets of Metro Manila. Today, the numbers tell the full story of how low the once mighty organized labor has fallen. The latest survey by the Philippine Statistics Authority, the Integrated Survey on Labor and Employment, said only 4.2% of business establishments with 20 workers or more have trade unions. Only 7.1% have labor management committees or LMCs. In lieu of unions, LMCs mediate disputes as they break out at the shop level to prevent these disputes from becoming full-blown labor problems. Union density, or the percentage of unionized members out of the 5.29 million total paid workers, was only 6%, down from 7.7% unionized workers in 2014. Workers covered by collective bargaining agreements, CBAs, slipped to 6.3% of total workers from 6.7% in 2016. The number of workers covered by CBAs is normally higher than those of trade union members because even non-union workers in companies covered by CBAs receive the same benefits as union members. Not all CBAs are created equal. Some CBAs, especially those negotiated with employers by sweetheart or company-friendly unions, contain wage and non-wage benefits that are not as competitive as those negotiated by hardcore, established trade unions affiliated with major labor federations. The celebration of Labor Day this year was just another uneventful day for Filipino workers. There was nothing to celebrate. The decent legislated wage increase passed by the Senate is dead at the House of Representatives, where policymaking has been outsourced to a powerful cabal of billionaire contractors cum lawmakers whose priority is constitutional change to favor foreign investors and whose subsidiary agenda is gutting oversight on business favored by the Eric Cantors of this world.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.